Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Christians should not only consider the character of each candidate that they will vote for, but also the platform of their party. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I've heard you make the point that sometimes we need to look past the individual to the platform for their party as we as voters come to a decision on who we're going to vote for.
And I think that's a point that's often lost in the midst of campaigns. We do need to know where a candidate stands, but we really are voting for the platform as well, so we need to compare the platforms the candidates represent. One thing about a party platform is that it provides a general philosophy that someone personally identifies with. So there's a broad spectrum of ideologies that extends from liberalism on one side with radical Marxism at the far end of that side, to conservatism on the other with radical fascism at the far end of that side. And in our largely two-party system, Democrats tend to occupy the liberal side of the spectrum and Republicans tend to be on the conservative side of the spectrum. And this would include both social and fiscal components.
Thinking about the platforms of both the Democrats and the Republicans, we've seen this laid out over the last couple of weeks as both parties laid out their vision for America at their national conventions. Can you take a moment now and briefly compare and contrast the two platforms as believers think about voting this coming November?
Democrats aren't only more liberal politically and socially, they tend to be more liberal than Republicans across the board, which includes theologically and morally. Democrats tend to favor bigger government and socialist-type programs, while Republicans tend to favor smaller government, less regulation of our daily lives, and allowing the free market to regulate the economy. Democrats tend to favor decreased military and law enforcement spending, while Republicans tend to favor more. Democrats tend to strongly favor gay rights and same-sex marriage, while Republicans tend to favor traditional marriage. Democrats tend to support undocumented immigration, while Republicans tend to favor strong immigration laws. Republicans tend to be far more supportive of Israel's right to the land than Democrats. But as with each point, this is a generalization. It's not always easy to sort out, but in this country, we the people are the government, and we have a God-given voice.
David James, Bible in hand, giving each of us biblical advice as we consider the person and the party we will vote for on Election Day. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Since God created human government, He sets the standards for those who will lead human government. In fact, all of those that will be elected are ordained by God. That's Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. We must prayerfully consider who we will vote for, because these will be those who will lead us into the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...